For WKMS News, I'm Nicole Irwin. The Environmental Protection Agency's new move to end the Clean Power Plan is the Trump administration's latest attempt to support the struggling coal industry. The Department of Energy is also pushing a new way to subsidize coal power. But Glynis Board reports a new study suggests that market forces, not regulations, will still make more coal power plants in the region vulnerable.
Ohio Valley lawmakers and industry leaders overwhelmingly support the move to dismantle the Clean Power Plan. Chris Hamilton of the West Virginia Coal Association says EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's announcement is welcomed relief.
His actions here to officially stop and reverse the Clean Power Plan from going forward is without question one of the more significant developments that the coal industry has ever experienced.
The Obama-era plan required states to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. An analysis shows Ohio Valley states would have needed the biggest cuts. Pruitt chose to announce the repeal in eastern Kentucky.
That rule really was about picking winners and losers. You know, regulatory power should not be used by any regulatory body to pick winners and losers.
But clean energy advocates say the Trump administration is attempting to do just that by intervening in energy markets to prop up fossil fuels. Pruitt's action comes as the Department of Energy is proposing a new rule that would require utilities to pay coal and nuclear plants for all their costs and for the power they produce. The DOE says those baseload generators make the electrical grid more resilient. Senior energy analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists, Jeremy Richardson, disagrees.
The fact is that a very, very small percentage of electricity outages are caused by lack of fuel.
Richardson is also from West Virginia.
Brother, son, and grandson of West Virginia coal miners.
He says Energy Secretary Rick Perry wants to help utilities to afford more expensive fuel like coal, even though the department's recent grid study makes no indication that such measures are needed.
It's a completely bogus problem, and they're trying to say that these coal and nuclear plants that are currently uneconomic should be entitled to additional payments. And who do you think is going to be on the hook for those payments? It's the ratepayers.
Richardson authored a study released this week that looks at the economic forces driving power decisions. He found that more than a third of coal-fired plants in the U.S. are either slated to retire or are no longer economical, given cheaper fuel options like natural gas. West Virginia has the highest concentration of these economically vulnerable facilities. Richardson says regardless of regulatory changes, coal will still feel the heat from competition. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.